From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Russian pilots accused of violating Turkish airspace. The U.S., Turkey, and NATO have denounced Russia over recent incursions of Turkish airspace by its warplanes during missions aimed at terror targets in northern Syria. A top Moscow official blamed bad weather. Turkey is a NATO member. Mark Toner, a U.S. spokesman, criticized Russia's week-old military campaign.
Frankly, what we've seen thus far is that Russia's decision to undertake military action in Syria intervene in that civil war that's taking place between Assad and the moderate Syrian opposition, frankly, we consider it a strategic mistake. If they are serious about taking the fight to ISIL, then, as I said, we can see a role for them to play constructively, certainly within the context of deconflicting any action that they may be taking against some of the targets that we're also hitting.
He denounced the incursions by Russia as reckless and provocative. Meanwhile, the Russian Defense Ministry said Monday its forces struck 9 IS targets in Hama, Homs, Latakia, and Idlib provinces, hitting artillery, communications, and command centers, along with a training camp. Libya's internationally recognized parliament Monday extended its mandate past its October 20th expiration, a move that could complicate UN peace efforts between the country's rival governments. A parliamentary spokesman called the vote a precautionary measure in case the political talks fail. In Morocco, meanwhile, the rival factions met on Monday as they try to determine who will be named to a national unity government. Both sides are under pressure to reach a deal as Islamic State militants gain ground. The North African country has been in chaos since longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi was overthrown and killed in 2011. This is VOA News. U.S. Army General John Campbell, commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan Monday, said the Afghan military, not U.S. special forces, called for the American airstrike against Taliban fighters at a hospital in Kunduz that killed 22 medical workers and patients.
We have now learned that on October 3rd, Afghan forces advised that they were taking fire from enemy positions and asked for air support from U.S. forces. An airstrike was then called to eliminate the Taliban threat, and several civilians were accidentally struck. This is different from the initial reports, which indicated that U.S. forces were threatened and that the airstrike was called on their behalf.
General Campbell also offered his deepest condolences to the civilians wounded and killed. The hospital, operated by Doctors Without Borders, an international charity, was treating people wounded in the past few days during the battle for control of Kunduz. Afghan officials say between 10 and 15 fighters were hiding inside the hospital and on its grounds, a claim rejected by the medical charity group. The U.S. and 11 other Pacific Rim nations reached final agreement Monday on a broad free trade agreement that will cut taxes and reduce trade barriers for nearly half the world's economy. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is seen as a major foreign policy achievement for President Obama. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
Included in this agreement are essentially an agreement to cut 18,000 taxes. These are essentially import taxes that are placed on American goods that are shipped to some of these fastest-growing economic markets in the world. And this enhances opportunity for American businesses and American workers.
The process has been criticized for a lack of transparency. The TPP must be ratified by several countries, including the U.S. Congress. At a major international conference on the world's marine ecosystem in Chile, President Obama Monday announced the creation of 2 new marine sanctuaries in the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, in attendance at the summit, said the U.S. and Cuba are cooperating on developing a protected marine sanctuary.
We are working to finalize now a new sister marine protected area arrangement with Cuba in order to connect protected sites in our two countries so we can better collaborate on scientific research, education, and sound management.
The U.S. is also launching a plan called Sea Scout, designed to bring a halt to the world's illegal and unregulated fishing trade. The U.S. Coast Guard says it found the remains of a crew member in its search for a cargo ship that sank off the coast of the Bahamas last week. The El Faro, bound for Puerto Rico from Florida, disappeared in the eye of Hurricane Joaquin. A former Nigerian oil minister has been arrested in London on suspicion of money laundering and bribery. Police seized $41,000 from Diazani Alison Madueke, the country's first female oil minister who served under defeated incumbent President Goodluck Jonathan. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.